Long Talk Radio. You gotta pay them dues. Even gotta get them dues. Your telephone just went dead. You gotta wait until your next paycheck. I tell you what's all to do. I tell you what's all to do. I tell you what's all to do. My jeans will see you do. My jeans will see you do. My jeans will see you do. Oh, he can work it out. Oh, he can work it out. Oh, I give it all to Lord and he works it out.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Save Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Well, God bless you and praise the name of the Lord. I'm so glad you're tuning in this evening. Amen. God is a good God even on a bad day. Man, we had a great service here on this evening. Pastor Bishop Lee Brown, I tell you, he just preached all he wanted to. He talked about you got to press your way. Got to press your way. And that's the truth. You got to press your way. You just can't play with this thing. You really got to press your way. Amen. I'm grateful to God to hear that word this evening from Pastor Bishop Levin Brown from New Bern, North Carolina. He preached a powerful word this evening talking about pressing your way. It is a pressing way. It's not easy. You got to learn to press. You just can't sit back and just do nothing. You got to press. God didn't call us to be nothing. He called us to be something. But on this evening, I want to talk about victory is coming to you. Victory is coming to you. I'm going to say that again real slow. Victory is coming to you. I said that again. I'm going to say it again. Victory is coming to you. You may not see it right now. You may not feel it right now. But I got good news. Victory is coming to you. Trouble don't last always, the word of God tells us. Trouble do not last always. We remain due by the night, but joy always comes in the morning. Joy always comes in the morning. God got a way of blessing you. He got a way of delivering you. He got a way of setting you free. There's no such thing that God can't do it. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. Anything but fail. I don't care what nobody tell you. God can do it. Do you understand me today? God can do anything but fail. He's on your side. And victory is coming. I don't care how many times you tried and it didn't work, but I want you to know tonight that victory is surely going to come. God's going to give you the victory. God's going to give you the victory. You know, way back there in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, let me go back to that just for a minute. I want to go back to the Old Testament. But tonight we had Pastor Bishop Levi Brown, Flame of Fire Restoration International Church. They was here and they preached a powerful message. But I want to go to something else right now. In the book of Genesis chapter 30, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you as humble as I know how. I ask you to bless me that I might speak as an oracle of God. I ask you to bless these, your people tonight, amen, that they will be strong and grow in the wisdom and knowledge of you and your son, Jesus. Lord, bless us tonight. Let us go down in your word and let us receive what you have to say. Save tonight, heal and deliver. My prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I love you, Lord, and I thank you so very much for loving me. Amen. I thank you for dying for me. I thank you for giving your life for me. But on this evening, God, you gave me this message that victory is going to come. Victory is going to come. No matter what anyone tell you, victory is going to come. Victory is going to come, no matter what anyone tell you. Victory is going to come. Victory is coming to you. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's your victory. I want to encourage you this evening, please don't give up, because your victory is surely going to come. God's going to do what he said. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you with victory. He's going to bless you with salvation. He's going to open some doors that's been closed in your face. He's going to turn some things around. that you never dreamed could get turned around. I'm telling you, get ready for a miracle. The Bible talks about it in Amos, amen, chapter 9, verse 13. But the message about said, God will bless you so fast your head will swim. And the book of Psalms 126, the Bible talks about God will bless you that you'll think it's a dream. So my topic this evening to you is, victory is coming to you. Now, you may say, well, where did you get that from? Is you just talking out your hat? Or do you have any Bible-based teaching to teach that? Yes, I do. Let's go in the book of Genesis, chapter number 30. Let's look at verse 8 through 12. Verse 8 says, and Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. Rachel said, I won over my sister, and I prevailed. Okay, now that sounds okay, but let's look at verse 9. When Leah saw that she had left barren, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. Now, Leah couldn't have no more children, but Rachel did. So, Leah gave her husband, Jacob, Zilpah, to go into and have a baby. Now, look what happened. In verse 10, and Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. So she bare Jacob a son. You see that? Now look at verse 11. And Leah said, a troop cometh. And she called his name Gad. Gad. Now, we'll talk about that later on the broadcast, but she called his name Gad. I mean that he was victory. That's what the word Gad means. Success. I just want you to see, we'll talk about it. You know, as someone listening to me now, you've been struggling, and it seems like nothing just ain't working in your favor. But you got to keep wrestling and keep holding on. Now, God got a way that maybe you have not explored as of yet. The Bible said God's ways are not our ways, and our ways are not his ways. So you've tried a lot of things. Maybe you need to try it on God's side. Well, you remember one time when Jesus came and risen from the grave and the disciples had been fishing and had toiled all night and had caught nothing. And Jesus had cast a net on the other side. And then they caught a great multitude of fish. Well, that's what I'm telling you on this evening. You will get the victory, and it's coming your way. But you may have to wait until God give you a way out. Are you listening to me? See, sometimes our way, it looks so plain, but it's really not the way. It just looked like it. And God got to give us a way. He got to show us a way. You understand that? Sometimes God got to show you the way. It looked like you see the way, but you don't see the way. And sometimes you just got to wait on God so he can show you the way. The Bible says, and Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. Now, Leah wasn't having the baby. Let's back up. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. So Leah didn't have the child, but Zilpah did. And that was Leah's maid. You understand that? So sometimes your victory is going to come when God gives you something else. Maybe it's not exactly what you're doing right now. Maybe God got another door that he wants you to go into. Maybe God got something else he wants you to try. And that's where your victory is at. See, the victory is guaranteed, but you got to wait on God, on the Lord, for him to lead you in the right direction. Lead you in the right direction. Lead you that you can be in that place of success. See, let's back up the scripture, but I want to back up something here. Let's back up to verse number 8. That's Genesis chapter 50, verse number 8. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali. So we see here that Rachel thought she had won. It looked like Leah had no chance. But look at the next verse. Verse number 9. When Leah saw that she had left barren, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And it was like a concubine, a sleeping maid, someone that the wife approved of. Now, so here's Rachel here thinking that she got Leah beat. But Leah used something else. Her body could no longer have children. So she gave her husband, her maid. And the Bible says in verse 10, and Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. But that went accredited to Leah because that was her maid. Do you understand that? See, God is not a crook. God is not a liar. But God got ways that maybe you didn't look at. The Bible said there's a way that seems right. Maybe you've been going the seems right way. But the Bible said the end of that way is death. But those that follow the Lord, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing. Now, if Leah would have just not given Jacob her maid, she would have been a loser. But she wasn't a loser, because look, in verse number 11, and Leah said, a troop cometh. And she called his name Gad. Now, this wasn't even her child that she bare. This was her maid's child, but her husband was the father. And so she claimed it and said, his name is Gad. Let's go a little further. Zia, in verse 12, I'm going back to the Amplified King James Bible one more time. Genesis 30, verse 12. Leah's maid bare Jacob a second son. Did you see that? Now, we had just read that Leah couldn't have no more children. But she gave Zilpah to her husband. Now he done had another son. That's two sons. Did you see that? Did you see that? That's what I'm asking you. I'm going to go over to God's Word translation for a minute. I'm going to go in that Bible. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 8, from God's Word translation, it said, Rachel said, I've had a great struggle with my sister, and I won. See, now, she claimed the victory. Rachel said, I won. So she named him Naphtali, and it means my struggle. I won. My struggle's over. See, the Bible says, judge not, for the mate that you measure may be measured right back to you again. So you got to be careful what you say and judge. You see that? She named this kid Naphtali and thought it was all over. But let's look at the next verse. Verse 9 said, when Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her slave, Zilpah, and gave her to Jacob as a wife. Now, Rachel didn't know that. She had no idea of that. But God showed Leah another way. See, there's always another way. I'm talking to someone this evening. You think you got it made, and you are okay. But God says, I got another way. I'm going to bless you ways that you didn't see, in ways that you never thought of. I'm going to do things for you. I think it was today, matter of fact. One of the houses that the Lord blessed us to have to rent. Someone came and they told me they were living in the projects down here. And have been living there for 15 years. And they only have two rooms in the project. That's all they have. And they was wanting to move out, but didn't have enough money to move out, right? And God Almighty blessed us to get here to show her a place that we had that has not just two rooms, but two bedrooms, three bedrooms, and a living room, and a den. Now, that's actually four rooms. Now, here's this lady. She said she's a Christian. She's been living there for 15 years in two rooms, and that's all she had. But God had something else for her. He had victory for her. She cried today. She said, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So if all goes as planned, she's going to be moving in that place, I think, about the 10th of next month, November. See, she thought when she moved where she was at, that was it. But it seemed like she was stuck there. She said she was paying $600-some a month for two rooms in the projects. But God had a house for her she didn't even know about. And see, the same thing with Raisha. Raisha was bragging. Let's back up. In Genesis chapter 30, verse number 8, Raisha said, I have had a great struggle with my sister, and I have won. So Raisha said, I won. So she named him Naphtali. In verse 9, when Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her slave Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as his wife. And verse 10 said, Leah's slave, Zilpah, gave birth to a son for Jacob. Now, think about it. Rachel had already claimed victory. She said her struggle was over. But now here's Leah, that it seemed like she couldn't have no more children, but God had a ram in the bush. Y'all remember when Abraham was offering up Isaac? His son, there was a sacrifice that drew back the knife. And a voice spoke, said, no, don't touch him. There's a lamb in the thicket. There's a ram in the thicket. God always got a ram. And I'm talking to you this evening. It may seem like I'm not talking to you, but I am talking to you. You that have struggled for a long time. You're in church like that lady was. He is. she talked that talk. She loved Jesus. I believe she does. But look, just like Leah, it looked like her goose was cooked. But God gave Leah a mind and an alternative that she looked to her slave, and she gave Zilpah, her slave, to her son Jacob, to her husband was Jacob. And Zilpah gave birth to a son for Jacob. And verse 11 says, from God's word translation, look, Leah said, I've been lucky. Now, you know we don't believe in luck, but the Bible said that in the God's word translation. Leah said, I've been lucky. So she called him Gad, which means luck. In other words, the word Gad means giddy, happy, victorious. Are you understanding me? And some of you right now, you think you can't get out, but God got a way for you to get out. Look what it says in verse 12. Leah's slave, Zilpah, gave birth to her second son for Jacob. So now, where did all that bragging come from? All that happiness that Rachel had, thinking that she had won. You see, there's a song that we're saying, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now. And the Bible says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to, but to think soberly. Are you listening to me? See, there's a time that you just got to learn to wait on God and not give up. Press your way. The preacher talked about that tonight. Look what it says in verse 13. Leah said, I've been blessed. Women will call me blessed. So she named him Asher, which means blessing. Now, Rachel had thought that she had the victory. I'm going to back up and show it to you. Let's back up. Back up to verse 8. Verse 8 says, honey, you in here now? Can you see verse 8 there? Can you read it? What it says?
Rachel said, I have had a great struggle with my sister, and I have won. So she named him Naphtali, my struggle.
She thought she won. Mm. She claimed victory. But God didn't give her victory. But the woman that thought she was in defeat, look. Verse 9, read that, what it says.
When Leah saw that she had stopped having children, she took her slave Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as his wife.
So Leah saw another way. Rachel didn't see that way at that time. So Leah gave her slave to her husband to be his wife. Edward gave her husband permission to have sex with her maid. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And the maid got pregnant. Watch. Verse 10. What does it say?
Leah's slave Zilpah gave birth to a son for Jacob.
The same woman that couldn't have no children, God gave her another way.
Mm.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in verse 9 that God had closed her womb. She couldn't have no children.
Mm.
And in verse 8, her sister was laughing at her. Now, of course, now, Leah was the child with a wife that Jacob really didn't want anyway. Because her eyes wasn't right. We talked about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But here's that woman now. God is giving her a way out of the situation.
Mm.
And she has a child by another woman, not by herself. Look what it says in verse number 11. It says, look, we don't believe in luck. But look what it says.
Leah said, I've been lucky.
Yep.
So she called him Gad, which means luck.
Look, my topic this evening is, you are going to have the victory. You are. It's just a matter of time.
Amen.
God's going to bring you out of this situation.
Amen.
Just a matter of time, God's going to bring you out. Victory is yours. It's coming. That's my job this evening. Honey, have you seen times in your life that looked like things just wasn't working right?
Yes, sir.
Seemed like you just couldn't get it?
Wow. Yes, sir.
But by staying faithful and committed to God, did God not bring you out?
Oh, yes, he did.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking today, I was seeing that person that called and said they was having to move and all that, they need money. I believe that was just a scam. Maybe it wasn't.
Wow.
I believe that was a scam.
Wow, really?
To see if you was going to give them some money.
Wow.
You know, the devil's like that.
Yes, he is.
He don't. He don't care who he hurt. Now he don't care.
He don't
mind lying because he's a liar.
Wow.
He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Lord,
the devil lied to his own mama.
Mm.
He'll lie to his father.
Wow.
He'll lie to anyone. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
The devil don't mind, baby.
Wow.
The devil will destroy you. He come to steal, the Bible said, to kill and to destroy.
Wow.
But Jesus Christ said he came that we could have life and have it more abundantly.
Wow.
We got the victory, but the devil wants us to cave in. What the preacher said tonight, that anybody that wants to make it got to stay focused.
That's what he said.
And got to go through something.
That's what he said.
See, every time you try to go through something or going through something, the devil tell you to give up.
Yes, he will.
He tell you to give up. He tell you, oh, give up. It ain't going to work. But I come to tell you tonight that the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
I come to tell you tonight that the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
That's what he does.
But Jesus came that you could have life and have it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Satan has no integrity about him.
No, he doesn't.
He don't mind lying. He don't even mind if you catch him in a lie. He don't care. What do you care?
Wow.
Why do you care? He don't care. Satan don't even care if you find out that he's lying to you.
Unbelievable.
Because he's a liar. The Bible said he's the father of lies. Did you read that?
Yes, I have.
He is the father of lies. He is the father of lies. He is the father of lies.
Jesus.
He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Jesus.
Satan did. You can't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
So Satan had got into Leah's mind that she was going to have, she had won over her sister.
Because
mm-hmm. they was battling out with them children.
Mm-hmm.
But God said it ain't so.
No.
God said, look, there's a way that seems right to man, but the end there are the ways of death. That's what God says.
Mm.
I'm going to go back to Genesis 30 and 8 one more time, and I'm going to go up from the God's Word translation.
Right.
Well, actually, let me go up. I think I'm going to go up another translation. I think I want to go up. I want to talk about victory first before I go anywhere.
Okay.
The word victory. What is victory? What does it say?
Victory, having won.
When you're victorious.
Having won, experiencing triumph.
And the Lord told me to tell someone listening to me now. I don't know who you are. You may not ever speak to me, but I want you to know
mm-hmm.
that you're going to win.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be victorious.
Mm-hmm.
It don't look like it right this minute.
Mm.
But God told me you're going to win.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're going to experience triumph.
Mm-hmm.
That's what victorious is.
Mm-mm.
So, Rachel thought she had Leah beat, but she didn't.
Mm-mm.
God gave her an ideal.
Thank you, Jesus.
That Rachel didn't have at the time. And so God gave Leah another child.
Jesus.
And she named him Gad.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
She named him Gad. Let's look at something here. I want to go to the Message Bible. Let's read verse 8. What it says?
Rachel said...
Genesis chapter 30, verse 8, the Message Bible.
Rachel said, I've been in an all-out fight with my sister, and I've won.
Mm-hmm.
So she named him Naphtali.
Think about it.
Fight.
A lot of times, we don't even know our opponents.
Oh, wow.
They're fighting against us.
Amen. Jesus.
And you don't even know it. I don't even think Leah knew that Rachel was in competition with her.
Wow.
I don't think she knew. So Rachel said, I've been in an all-out fight with my sister, her own flesh and blood. Then she said, I have won. So she named him Naphtali because she had a baby. Now look what happened in the next verse. What happened? When Leah saw
that she wasn't having any more children, she gave her maid Zilpah to Jacob for a wife.
Now, look, this is so wonderful when you think about it. Mm-hmm. Here is Rachel over here claiming victory.
Mm-hmm.
And Leah's over there can't have no children. But Leah turns around and sees an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you probably wouldn't have did that. I'm your husband. You probably wouldn't have did it. You wouldn't probably gave me your maid. You probably don't want no maid in the house anyway.
Talk about it, sir.
That's it. And that's terrible. But the Bible said that. She laughing, ladies and gentlemen. That's my wife. She's giddy over
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
But the Bible says that Leah saw that she wasn't having any more children.
All right.
She gave her maid Zilpah to Jacob for a wife. Look what the next verse is. Whatever.
Zilpah had a son for Jacob.
Woo! Glory to God. Now, wait a minute now. Don't mm-hmm. forget now, that was Rachel back there thinking she had won.
That she said.
She said it, didn't she?
In an all-out fight, and she won.
And she won.
That she said.
Well, look what happened. What did Leah say in the next verse?
Leah said, how fortunate. And she named him Gad, meaning lucky.
I told mighty no. So, we don't believe in luck, but that's what she named him.
That's she named him.
Now, look. What is the word Gad? She called his name Gad. What does that mean? I put that on the screen.
She called his name Gad. This has been variously translated. Gad may signify a troop, an army, a soldier.
We got that from Adam Clark's commentary. Now, Gad has been variously translated, but many people see it as signifying a troop or an army or a soldier.
Wow.
So what Leah says, I got a soldier here. Now, when I says in this thing you're going to be victorious, it simply means you're going to win. Now, what does the word winner mean? I put it on the screen.
Winner. The contestant who wins the contest.
Look, even though Leah didn't know she was in a contest,
mm-hmm.
but who won it?
Leah.
Now, but who knew it? Rachel knew she was in a contest.
Right.
But she lost and thought she won.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the second part for a winner is what?
A person with a record of success.
Who got success in that story we're talking about tonight?
Leah.
Leah did.
Yes, yeah, she did.
She got the success. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variability, is neither shadow of turning. Hallelujah. What it says in John chapter 2, verse 5.
And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have from the beginning, that we love one another.
See, God wants you to love. And that's the key here, saints. I believe if Rachel hadn't got all puffed up, I think things would have been better.
Amen.
You know, but when you get puffed up like that, you know, when you think you're something that you're not,
mm-mm.
you know, that's not too cool, is it?
Amen.
My topic this evening is victory is coming to you.
Amen.
Did you see it?
Yes,
victory
sir.
Is coming to you.
That's right.
Victory is coming to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just like Leah, she sat back in the cut. But then ultimately, she wound up winning.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen for anyone that's listening to me tonight.
Thank you,
trust
Jesus.
God. I noticed I went from a special person to anyone. Anyone that'll trust God tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Anyone that'll trust God tonight, God will bless you.
Amen.
He's waiting on somebody to trust him.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what God is waiting. He's waiting on somebody to trust him.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to show something here in just a minute. I want to show something here in just a minute.
All right.
Yes, I want to show something. Over there in the same scripture. And it came James. And Leo said, a troop cometh. And she called his name what?
Okay. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad.
Called his name Gad. Now, isn't that amazing?
All right,
she said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. I want to show something else. Now, let's look at the same scripture in the Amplified Bible. What it says?
Then Leah said, victory and good fortune have come, and she named him Gad, meaning fortune.
Fortune. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the end, who got victory? Why? Because she trusted God.
Amen.
Let me back up a little bit here. Let's back up. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. Back up. Let's look at verse 8 from the Amplified Bible. What does it say?
And Rachel said, with mighty wrestling in prayer to God, I have struggled with my sister and have prevailed. So she named him this second son, Bilhah bore, Naphtali, which means struggled. That's Genesis chapter 30, verse 8 from the Amplified Bible.
From the Amplified Bible. Now let's look at verse 9.
When Leah saw that she had ceased to bear, she gave Zilpah, her maid, to Jacob as a secondary wife.
As a secondary wife. In other words, Leah didn't give up. She found an alternative. She found another way of doing it. And that's what we're telling you, what I'm saying tonight, that we're telling you don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
There's another way. And Jesus is the way now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to show you another way to get what you have done. Now, I was looking at the, I'll be thinking different, I guess. I don't know about me thinking, but I'll be thinking, you know, like I'll look at one time how we were struggling trying to, build a membership.
Mm-hmm.
We like the membership, that we need the membership.
That's right.
But at the same time, we need finance to pay bills.
That's right.
And so what God has done is showed us another way, which is legal, according to the word of God in
mm-hmm.
the Bible, Bible-based, that God is generating finance into the ministry. Have you seen that?
Yes, sir. Yes, I have.
All right. Now, if those, just those 1, 2, 3, just those 4 houses right there, right here in Greenville,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
If they would just pay just what they're supposed to pay, that's about, what, $3,000 a month?
About that, yes.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Now, that helps us to pay the other bills.
Yes, it does. That's true.
Now, supposing we, on the other hand, would have been like Rachel, that would have came down here and tried to be like somebody else and in competition with them, we'd probably wind up with nothing.
That's right.
But we didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
God led us to do another way.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that's a secondary wife.
I hear you.
Okay, it's not the primary wife.
Right.
It's not the primary source, but it's the secondary source.
Hallelujah.
And that secondary source,
go ahead,
is bringing in and generating finance to take care of the primary source.
That's right.
Can you get that?
I'm getting with it.
I'm trying to tell the people something.
Come on now.
Sometimes God gives you another way out.
All right.
I mean, it's not illegal.
Oh, no.
But it's legal.
No. Yes, it is.
And God, I see.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish people could see, open their eyes and see how great our God is.
He is great.
He's unlimited in
Thank
possibilities.
You, Jesus.
What the old saying about the Negro mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Terrible thing to waste.
And God don't want you wasting your mind.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking to somebody right now. God is giving you something in your mind
mm-hmm.
to finance that project that you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
That project may be in going dormant. It may look like it's in decay.
Mm-hmm.
But God will give you something else.
Yes.
To enhance and to go along alongside of your primary goal, that you will meet that goal and much more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, let me see. I guess everybody does.
This is good.
Okay.
Oh,
let's look at the next verse. Verse 10. Amplified by, what is that?
And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a son.
Now, remember, Leah couldn't have no more children. But she gave Jacob her maid. Now, she's having the children.
All right.
That's the auxiliary. That's the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
It don't change the vision.
No.
Look what it said. What did Leah say?
Then Leah said, victory and good fortune have come.
Oh, glory. How about say glory? Victory and good fortunes have come. And she named them what?
Gad, meaning fortune.
Good God Almighty. Do you see what we're trying to get you to see today? Listen, you know what? I'm just elated. That's all I got to say. I'm elated from the word of God because I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. I don't mind giving God praise. Take a listen to this. I don't mind.
I don't mind giving God the praise. Oh, I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise. Giving God the praise.
Look at that.
I don't mind giving God the praise. I don't mind.
Come on, put your hands together.
Giving God the praise. I don't mind giving God the praise.
Watch out there.
I don't mind waving my hand.
Ooh, glory, glory. Hey.
Giving God the praise.
I don't mind singing my song. I don't mind singing my song.
Listen, I didn't want to let you make the announcement. What's going on here at the church? Go ahead and make the announcement.
Ah, we're in Convocation 2017, and our theme is a fresh start. We are having, I tell you, honey, we are having a great time, a blessed time, a hallelujah time, the joy of the Lord. This fresh start theme has been amazing. Tonight, Bishop Levy Brown from Flame and Fire International Restoration Church preached pressing toward the mark. And I tell you, he just preached out of the depth of his heart. The Lord used him. And now tomorrow night, Pastor Donna Vaughn from Snow Hill will be here and her church family. So we are looking forward. Meet us here tomorrow night. Meet us here. The doors open at 7 p.m. Service starts at 7:30 p.m. Bring your shouting shoes.
Glory.
Bring your Bible.
Glory.
And I tell you, we are looking forward. Apostle Udell is all the way here from South Carolina. And I'm telling you, we're just looking forward to a high time in the Lord. Just come looking to be blessed. Come expecting your miracle. Come expecting God to move. And I tell you, God will do exactly what he said.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, we just got a phone call. I'm just going to get this call. Up. God bless you. How you doing?
Good.
Who is this?
Pastor.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes, Frank. Can I help you?
I'm from Broadway, your old church area. In Brooklyn.
Okay, Frank, God bless you.
Hey, Pastor, I called you the other day about concerning, we was talking about, I like the visitation of, you know, all these various churches, and you was telling me, well, have you made a church your home?
A church home, I said.
You
want
to call home.
That's what I said, yes.
I was, I tell him, I said, Pastor, I'm a missionary. I just like to visit, you know, I like the visitation. But, you know, when Whitney Houston made the movie The Preacher's Wife, and they sung in Denzel Washington in that movie.
Okay, well, let's stick with the Word of God? That's what we got. You know, I'm a Word of God man. I stick with that.
Amen.
You know, I don't know about Whitney Houston or Denzel Washington, but I love the movie. It's okay.
I've been around since Whitney Houston.
Okay, but I want to stick.
I outlived Whitney Houston. Oh, okay. I remember the rise and the glory of him.
Frank.
When she first came on the scene.
Frank, do you want to hear a word or do you want to take over the broadcast? Tell me what you want.
Yes.
Okay, because you need prayer, Frank?
Yes. Will you pray for me, please?
Yes, honey. Would you pray for Frank, please?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, oh God. We stand in with our brother Frank, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Help him, oh God, to understand that victory can belong to him. He got to trust you, believe in you, and stand on the word of God. For
yes,
victory
Lord.
Only comes through you in the word. Lord, uplift him, keep him, and help him to stand firm in your word. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Now, Frank, you believe it. My topic this evening is victory is yours. It's coming. But you got to believe it. Don't just keep going from place to place. God can give you.
Calvary that gave me the victory.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I'm taking. All right, Frank.
Hey, Lonnie.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Pastor Lonnie.
Yes, sir.
Your missus' name is, what's your lady name?
My wife?
First,
her name is Charlene.
Charlene, okay.
All right, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Lonnie.
Thank you for calling.
Keep up the good work, and, you know.
Thank you for calling.
Helping all our lives get better.
Thank you.
I was listening to a service Saturday, and they said, you're helping all our lives get better. Can you play a little Hezekiah Walker? It's only going to get better.
Okay.
We're helping this world get better with black lives, and we just got to. We're doing some good work for the Lord and the rest of us.
All right, Frank. Thank you, man. I love you and have a good evening, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We love you. All right. Well, you know, thank God for Frank. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But, you know, the thing is, we got to be constant. Like Leah. Leah could have gave up, right? Because her sister laughed
at
her.
She could.
Right?
That's right.
And her sister had in her mind that she had defeated Leah. Because she said so.
She did.
She said, I defeated her.
That's right.
And God said, not so. Let me look back at it right here. Her sister said in verse 8, let's put verse 8 back on the screen one more time. And her sister said something that's amazing. What did it say? Read it.
And Rachel said, with mighty wrestling in prayer to God, I have struggled with my sister and have prevailed. So she named him the second son Bilhah bore, Naphtali, meaning struggled.
Verse 9, what happened?
When Leah saw that she had ceased to bear, she gave Zilpah, her maid, to Jacob as a secondary wife.
So God has a secondary plan for your life. See, every one of us, if you listen to me carefully, no matter who you are, Frank, you as well. No matter who you are, if one way is not working, God got another way, but it's always aligned with his word. And God never takes us out from his word. The enemy would do that, but not God. And Zilpah was not even Jacob's wife. She was just a maid to Leah. Legally, in that time, she had the rights. I'm talking about Leah did.
Mm-hmm.
Had the rights to give Zilpah to Jacob.
Mm.
And he went into her, and she got pregnant.
Mm.
And she had a son. Look what it says in the next verse. I'm going to go to that right now. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 says what?
And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a son.
Now, it's Genesis chapter 30, verse 10 from the Amplified Bible. I'm going to go on to the next verse.
All right.
Verse 11, what did she say?
Then Leah said, victory and good fortune have come.
Mm-hmm.
And she named him Gad, meaning fortune.
But listen, Rachel had already thought she won, didn't she?
I see.
But see, God doesn't work like that. God doesn't work like that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, don't let nobody deceive you and make you think that God has forgotten you. Victory is coming to you if you just don't give up. If you stay with the book, don't deviate to the right or to the left, but stay with God's word. He will always bless you. He'll always make a way out of no way. He'll turn situations around that they're working your favor. That, you know, you told me you heard Charles Stanley preaching today, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you remember any of the highlights of it?
Yep. He said some of his greatest victories he achieved down on his knees.
On his knees.
Yes.
Hey, Papa.
Good Lord. That was a
by
powerful
shutting
man.
His mouth up.
Shutting his mouth and going on his
sometime,
knees.
Sometimes, honey, you want to say something.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you really do. But you got to learn to shut your mouth, because victory will come to you. You can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old saying in the street, you can't lose with the stuff you use?
That's right.
Well, I ain't using no stuff. I just know Christ will not let me lose. And he won't let anyone lose that don't want to lose. You're winners tonight. Let
yes,
me go
Lord.
Back and play some of this music. Let's go.
Singing my song.
Oh.
Giving God the praise.
That's right.
Give him the praise.
Give it to him.
I don't mind singing my song. I don't mind singing my song. I don't mind singing my song, giving God the praise. You know what? I don't mind leaping for joy. I don't mind leaping for joy. I don't mind leaping for joy, giving God the praise.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord, everybody.
my
Lord.
Glory.
Praise the
Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise the Lord.
Sing a song, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know what? The preacher that I talked about pressing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to press our way. And that's when you get the victory. See, if you give up, you can't get the victory. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You got to press your way. He talked about that tonight.
Yes, he did.
You remember anything that he said?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
That, and he said, sometimes we're in a season. You got to press through that season to get to where God wants you to be.
You got to do it.
You got to press.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. And you meet people that think they have arrived, been there, done that. You got to press past them too. Keep on pressing.
What does Deacon got up and testify tonight? Did you hear Deacon's testimony?
Yes.
He said that he got up and he went someplace and he got lost.
Yeah. He said he was doing good, but his sugar, shaved and showered and everything. And when he got out on the street, his sugar dropped and he got lost. Couldn't even remember how to get home.
Couldn't remember how to get home.
But the Lord sent the deliverance. Sent his deliverance through the post office.
The mail truck.
The mail truck.
And that's how he got home.
And he followed the mail truck so he got to the street that he recognized and got home.
Ain't that something?
Good God Almighty.
Now, is that not an alternative?
That is an alternative.
See, now, he was looking for one thing and God showed another way.
Amen.
I mean, that's just what God is. This man is, what did he say, 84 years old.
Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday will be his birthday. Wow.
Next Wednesday will be his birthday. He'll be 84 years old. So this man is 11 years and some he's 11 years older than I am. I'm just 73.
Wow.
He's 84 years old. He said he'd been running for Jesus a long time. But look how God stepped in. This is a real live testimony. He couldn't find his way home.
He said he couldn't find his way home.
His sugar had dropped so low.
He said he just didn't know. He didn't know.
Didn't
know his way home, didn't know where his house was, nothing.
He said then he went to sleep, and he woke up, it was raining. He thought it was tomorrow morning. He said he realized it's not 4 a.m. in the morning. It was 4 p.m. in the afternoon. He said, I got to get ready to go to church.
Get to church.
And that's what the preacher preached tonight. And he talked about pressing your way.
Amen.
You heard what the apostle said tonight. He was working this evening. He realized that we had church.
Yep.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he pressed his way.
That's what he said. He said, got to go. I got to go to church.
And then Bishop Wiggum was saying he was up there in, I bet, Walsall, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He realized, man, I got to get down there to Greenville.
Can you believe it?
And Apostle Udell said he was in South Carolina
mm-hmm.
this morning. And God said, I got to get down there. See, there come a time you got to press your way, sisters and brothers.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just got to press. You can't. You just can't just keep going round and round in circles. You got to press your way. And listen, my time is about out. Honey, would you like to have something to say? Maybe you can give another announcement while you're right there. Go ahead.
I just want everybody to know, press your way out tomorrow night. The final night of the week, tomorrow night, Friday night, is the night you want to be at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina, celebrating 35 years in ministry. Tomorrow night is the night, 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. This Saturday is the banquet.
Yes.
We're going to be here at 4 p.m. Food is already ordered. Table is set. You can be here. Tickets are $35. They're already printed up. You can call me. Call my husband, 252-214-0799. Sunday morning, 11 a.m., Bishop Williams will be preaching. And then 5 p.m., my favorite preacher is going to mount the pulpit by the grace of God and give us the charge for our 36th year, Apostle Lonnie Stock. And I tell you, he's going to wrap this thing. I'm telling you, it's been like heaven on earth all week. And you know what? We ain't tired yet, honey, are we?
No, I'm not tired yet.
Amen.
Well, my friend, I love you this evening. I really got to go. Clock on the wall is telling me so. I wish I could stay longer, but I got to go. Amen. Amen. Paul Apostle Udell's down here. He'll be, tomorrow, Pastor who?
Pastor Donovan.
That's tomorrow. That's Friday.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Donovan will be here preaching. Amen.
Amen.
At 7:30 p.m. Now, come on out with us and have us fellowship. We thank God for LaWanda here and the Perkins and their families. It was just...
Yeah.
It looked good to see them in the house today.
Yes, it did.
All right, we got to go. The clock on the wall is saying so. May God bless you real good. And remember this, amen. This is the Jesus Aid Ministry.
We want to hear
from you.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Aid Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Lord, I'm on a mission, and I won't turn around. I'm gonna keep on pressing my way until you call me home. I'm gonna work on, yes I am. Lord, until you call me home.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.